Okay, good morning. So again, we are in Sharm B'Tfilah. We're towards the end of the first language of Tfilah, in the language of Bitzor. It's been a while, so just remind us. So Bitzor is a language of when we daven, to recognize that we are always in a state of like personal emergency, personal distress a little bit, recognizing that, you know, life is hard, life is challenging, stressful. You know, there's always lots of things that we need, or it could go wrong, parnasa, health, you know, children, marriage, all the things that we daven for, and now Klal Yisrael in the state that they are, you know, especially, you know, just yesterday, it's important to, again, you know, we should daven, also we should learn also in the schus of the Chayalim who just went into Rafa, that we should, again, to recognize that they are certainly in a state of Bitzor, and we are, as Acheinu B'nei Yisrael, connected to them, we are davening with them, for them, you know, on their behalf, for all of us, and for all of Klal Yisrael. So again, so that's always the language of Bitzor. So we are finishing up. We are on the top of page Lamed Gimel. We have two little small sections left of Bitzor. Here we go. B'medrash sof dvarim bi'aru chazal no ra'os ot samaso shot tfilos Moshe Rabbeinu shispalo likanes l'eretz Yisrael. We know that one of the greatest tefillos in the entire Chumash is when Moshe Rabbeinu was denied the ability to go into Eretz Yisrael. Right? Whatever the Avera was, whatever the challenge was, the Machlokas Rishonim, but ultimately, because of the rock, Moshe Rabbeinu was not able to go into Eretz Yisrael. And he davened, and he begged for the ability to go, to do the things that we do so easily. You hop on a plane, get to, you know, the schus of being in Eretz Yisrael, but Moshe Rabbeinu was not able to do. And this is what he said. V'zeh l'shono b'kitzor. This is really a little bit a summary of what he has said. Ba'osa shah ma'asa Moshe. At that moment, what did Moshe Rabbeinu do? This is a medrash. Lavash sak. He put on like sackcloth. V'nis atev sak v'nis polish. But off be'efer v'amad b'tfilah. He put on like ashes on his head. And he stood in tefillah v'tachanunim b'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Imagine Moshe Rabbeinu, the greatest of all Nevi'im. He sackcloth, ashes, ashen ezazeya shemayim v'aretz. His tefillahs were so powerful that it shook the heavens and the earth. The Sidre Bereishis and the entire creation from Bereishis and on. Ma'asa HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what did Hashem do? Ba'osa shah, hichriz b'chol shar v'shar. Sharakia v'rakia. Hashem called out in every gate of the heavens, whatever that means, and he said that no Beis Din in Shemayim should mekabel the tefillah of Moshe Rabbeinu. The lo ya'u oso lefanav b'mnei shenechtam alav gzardin, and he should not be listened to because Hashem already sealed the gzardin, the decree on Moshe Rabbeinu. Can you imagine such a thing? But Osa Shah, that moment, Kara Kadosh Baruch Hu, Bibahullah. That moment Hashem called out, like amongst the craziness that was going on in Shemayim. But Amr Lahem, and he said, Lamachi Hasharis, Redu Bibahullah. He told the Malachim, go down amongst the craziness that's going on now. Vinalu Kol Shari Rakia Rakia, and lock all the gates of the heavens. Shegavar Kol HaTfilah, that his Kol HaTfilah is like his Gavar, it's pounding on. Klapi Mala, Ubikshu Alos Rakia, his tefillos are trying to get up to the highest levels of Shemayim. Vipnei kol tefiloso shel Moshe shel Haisa, tefiloso dome lecherev. Because Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillos were like a sword. Shukareya umachatech, that they tear up and they destroy. Vein ma'akev shel Haisa tefiloso me'in sham. Habafari shalamed min Zagzayo Rav Sofer shel b'nei Rav. Because his tefillos were so powerful, they were cutting through all the gates of heavens. Osa Shah Hu Omer Veshma Achare Karash Gadol. That's what we say. That line in Tefillah we said this morning. Veshma Acharei Kol Rash Gadol. The noise in heaven. We say Baruch Kvod Hashem Him Kamo. Ve'in Rash Elazeya. And there's no like rash of noise. Elazeya, like shaking. Ve'in Gadol Elo Moshe. And who that Gadol is? That language of Gadol. It's Moshe. Shenemar Gamayish Moshe Gadol Ma'od Be'eretz Mitzrayim Be'enei Avdei Paro U'Be'enei Ha'am. Wow, what a medrash, right? Moshe Rabbeinu, can imagine the scene. Moshe Rabbeinu is davening, he's shaking the heavens, right? Like that language of people, like storming the heavens. You know, that's literally the language. And Moshe Rabbeinu HaKadosh Baruch Hu running around Shemayim Kiviyachol, locking all the gates of Shemayim, all the locking gates of Tefillah. Wild Medrash. So what do we learn? What's the takeaway from that Medrash? So says Rav Pinkus, V'hinei bo zal lahagish no ros otzamos kochol shel tefilas Moshe. We see the incredible power of the koach of Tefillah of Moshe Rabbeinu. He says we're going to connect this now likewise to a Zohar. Everyone know the Zohar? Right? Zohar is a basic text of Kabbalah. So we're going to learn Shtickle Kabbalah. Right? Here we go. There's a Zohar in Parshas Balak. And this is the language. This is the Hebrew translation of the Zohar, which is written in Aramaic. Shloshehim shekasuv behem tefillah. There are three people that are written about their tefillah. Echad hu Moshe, Echad hu David, the Echad hu Ani. Three people's tefillahs who are so powerful. Moshe, David, and an Ani. Tefillah la Moshe, right? We say our Shabbos morning tefillos, right? Tefillah Moshe Isha Lakim. So tefillah zu, she'in kamoha ba'ad adam acher. There's no one else like Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah. Tefillah David, tefillah zu, she'in kamoha ba'melech acher. There is no other king like David HaMelech. And tefillah ani me'ilu hagimol mi'chashuva mikulan. And this is the most chashuv of all those three people. The ani. Have oimer tefillah la'ani. As we say in Tehillim. Tefillah zu kodemes la'tefillah shel Moshe. V'kodemes la'tefillah shel David. V'kodemes l'chol shar tefillah sa'olam. The tefillah of ani comes before everyone else's in the world's tefillahs. Time, why? Says this is a Zohar. Why is our tefillah of Ani so powerful? Mishum Sha Ani who shavar halev. His heart is broken. Because of Karav Hashem, Lenishbar Elev. Because Hashem comes close to those who have broken hearts. Kadosh Baruch Hu makshiv v'shomea dvarav. Kadosh Baruch Hu listens and hears. Right? There's a difference between listening versus hearing. Right? Here's our words. Kevan sha'ani his spalt filoso, pasachas kochalonos erikia. I tell no shana. Right? Because the tefillos of an ani opens up all the windows of Shemayim. An unbelievable thing. Right? So you can imagine. Like, ultimately, remember, what's the purpose of davening? What's the goal? The goal is to connect to Kodesh Baruch Hu, to fully rely on the creator of the universe. Who else greater than an ani who recognizes that he has nothing? He can't rely on his job, on his paycheck, on his security system of his house. He can only rely on a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's the ultimate of what an ani is. He'll do one more paragraph. And Oroim HaDvarim, and as amazing as this is, says Rav Pinkus, Shetfilos Moshe Rabbeinu Shehaya Isha Lakim, V'tfiloso Me'in Sham HaMefurash HaKorea U'Mechatif Kecherv. And as we just, right, that medrash, that Moshe Rabbeinu's tfilos were so powerful that they could cut through the gates of Shemayim. Yet, it's not as powerful as a regular, simple ani. Turn the page. Who davens without someone who's not broken. That someone who's an ani, who really, really has a broken heart, who davens with full koach, then nothing stands before his tefillos. Agav Nilma Mizeh Ha'ara Noro Ma'isa. He says practically something to think about. Li Zahir Mla'anos Ha'ani Umaliv Eshalibo Shavar Love. He says something to think about is when someone comes to you, right? Has ever happened when someone knocks on your door for tztaka, right? He says practically, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't turn them away, maybe we shouldn't either. We shouldn't be so careful to turn away aniyim who come to our door. I have a good friend of mine who keeps an envelope of single dollar bills next to his keys by his door. And that way, every time an ani comes to his house, just gives him a dollar or two. Or it's simple. You should always give something to someone. Rav Neuberger once gave a shir. And so he once said that it's very important that if ever someone comes to you for tztaka, always give to them. Not necessarily for them, Edina tztaka, but it shouldn't be for you that you should ever, and for your nidos, to turn away somebody from giving tztaka. Something just to think about, it's practical. Umi huzah asher yahin lageshes l'tzar es Moshe Rabbeinu avasham o David Melech Yisrael. He says in the Rekus, who is it that's not as powerful as, you know, that creates not as much tzar? They have so much more tzar than Moshe and David. They also have very challenging things. Neshichasan, Neshichas Shoel, Akitsasan, Akitsas Akrav. Right, they had very challenging lives, right? But yet, still, an ani has even more, right? And therefore, he has such more of a broken heart. Something to think about again as we daven, as we say Shir Malos, as we say Avinu Malkeinu, as we daven for Achinu Bnei Yisrael. Again, it's always to make sure that we, again, davening is focus, as we have said so many times this year. Davening is concentration. Davening is just being present in what you're saying. Everyone have a wonderful day.